In Acts chapter 16, you find the story of the Apostle Paul and Silas entering the town of Philippi. And while there, Paul mercifully casts a demon out of a slave girl. And this upsets her owners, because the demon's influence over her had made them a lot of money. So these wicked men drag Paul and Silas into the marketplace to face some rulers, who are also quite evil and corrupt, because without even inquiring to see if Paul's a Roman citizen, they give orders to have them beaten. And when the crowd sees this, they are wicked too, because they jump in on the beatdown. Poor Paul and Silas are beaten black and blue and thrown in jail unlawfully. Friend, do you ever feel like there's no end to the number of wicked people in the world? Does it ever seem that our world is like a sewer infested with never-ending rats? Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and today we're looking at Psalm 37, which begins, "Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away." Do you find yourself fretting because there's so many wicked people in our world? Let's be honest. There's terrorists, corrupt politicians, criminals, drug dealers. Well, Psalm 37 seems to be obsessed with the discovery of so many wicked in the world. They emerge in verse after verse after verse like cockroaches in a rundown motel. But Psalm 37 tells us not to fret because of the wicked. Three times it says this right at the start, "Do not fret." You may say, "Joel, how can I not when we're surrounded by them? They're popping up everywhere." My friend, Psalm 37 calls you to have a long view of where this is all going. The wicked, they're doomed to perish like the green plants that will soon die away. Friend, this psalm calls us to look outside at all the greenery. And remember, these leaves will soon turn brown. They're going to fall down and be no more. The wicked are only here for a season. That's why we can, in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Tell me the truth. Are you trusting in the Lord when you fret? Perhaps better, are you able to do good when you fret? And the answer is no. Verse 8, "Refrain from evil and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil." Fretting leads only to evil. As we saw in James 1, the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So here's the thing. We understand that God's way to overcome evil is by doing good. Jesus himself calls us to do what may be the most unique of all Christian traits. What's that, Joel? Enemy love. Jesus says, "Do good to those who hate you." Luke 6:27. And I think a key verse to helping us to do this with a willing spirit is Psalm 37:4, which reads, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Now, the order of this verse is important. God won't give us our desires, and as a result, we then delight in him. Rather, we start by delighting in the Lord, and we will then find our hearts satisfied. And we need look no further than Jesus, who walked through his life delighting in the Lord, trusting his Father, and doing good. Jesus was choosing to take the long view, knowing God would more and more give him the desires of his heart. Friend, the human heart is wired for happiness this world cannot give it. That's the problem of the wicked, who live their whole lives grasping at all they can get and at the expense of others, and they remain ever restless. You see, our hearts are restless until they rest in God, as Augustine taught. So we learn to delight in him. We learn to do good because we come to love what he loves, and our heart's desires are changed. And we learn happiness in this world. And here's the crazy thing. We actually end up getting the world in the end. Remember Jesus said in Matthew 5:5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And Jesus was thinking about Psalm 37, verses 10 and 11, which read, "A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity." Now, we don't have time to go through this whole psalm, But 7 times we read how those who turn from evil will inherit and dwell in the land. Verse 27 reads, "Turn from evil and do good, then you will dwell in the land forever." And there's actually this triple refrain there. Forever is repeated in the next 2 verses. We are looking forward to the resurrection, to the new heavens and the new earth. So we have every reason to do good and delight in the Lord during this brief evil time. And the psalm ends in verse 40. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him. And Paul found this out after he gave his cellmate Silas a nudge and said, "Hey Silas, I trust God's got this. So let's delight in Him and sing Him a midnight song." And they did. And God responded with a thunderous applause of an earthquake, which resulted in them being freed from the prison. And as it turns out, it freed their captor, their evil captor as well. The jailer was despairing over the prison being broken, but Paul and Silas told him to believe in the Lord Jesus, and this jailer repented of his evil and took refuge in God. May you and I take the long view, delighting in God and trusting in Him. And friend, we may just win over a few wicked neighbors by our good deeds, and then they can join us in the heavenly choir. Remember who you are and who you belong to.